Good morning. A gusty northwest breeze entered the region last evening and lasted overnight, driving temperatures down into the 40s and lower 50s, which is where we're starting the day. The wind will persist throughout the morning and into the afternoon, at times gusting over 30 miles per hour. The front that brought a round of scattered showers and thunderstorms yesterday is tracking off the eastern seaboard. Behind the front, we still have some cloud cover to deal with, but sunshine will mix in from time to time throughout the morning and into the afternoon today, and this will help temperatures reach back up into the upper 50s and lower 60s on average across the area, with some mid to upper 60s, especially in the valleys. High pressure building in from the Great Lakes will keep skies partly cloudy tonight, and it will be dry but chilly, with temperatures back into the upper 30s and lower 40s. Some areas across the higher terrain could get cool enough to see scattered frost by early tomorrow morning. Tomorrow afternoon, not as cool, with a mix of sun and clouds. Highs will push back into the upper 60s. Another front will head our way from the north on Friday with a mix of sun and clouds. Just a couple of passing showers with this front, but also a reinforcing shot of cooler air and a breeze, leaving us in the middle 60s. This will lead to another chilly start on Saturday morning to open up the holiday weekend, with many places well down into the 30s for overnight lows. So Saturday morning, some places could see another frost. A mix of sun and clouds Saturday afternoon will push us back into the middle and upper 60s before we begin a bigger rebound through the remainder of the holiday weekend, with a mix of sun and clouds Sunday, and for the holiday on Monday, we'll be well into the 70s with the next chance of showers and thunderstorms Monday night and Tuesday. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, the Storm Prediction Center in Norman, Oklahoma, has outlined an area of a slight risk of severe thunderstorms across parts of southwest Texas. Strong daytime heating across far west and southwestern Texas will contribute to rapidly cooling temperatures, with height and surface parcels should approach their convective temperatures by late afternoon. It appears even minimal wind convergence will be enough for thunderstorm development in this environment, and modest deep layer shear should support at least organized multi-cell updrafts or perhaps even weak supercells. Large hail and strong winds are the primary risks. And flash flood watches and warnings remain in effect for southern Oklahoma and northern Texas along the Red River. Strong thunderstorms will produce another 1 to 3 inches of rain over already saturated ground. The last worldwide report of a tornado, funnel cloud, or a waterspout from an airport was at Corpus Christi, Texas at 11:51 a.m. Eastern Time yesterday. The last report of hail was at Hunter, Georgia at 8:01 p.m. Eastern Time yesterday. At Mount Washington this morning, 0 miles visibility and fog, 30 degrees with a northwest wind at 58 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, partly cloudy and 7 above zero. In Albany on the hour, mostly cloudy skies and 50 degrees, the dew point 35, 57% relative humidity, a northwest wind at 17 miles per hour, gusting to 28. And the barometer is at 29.90 inches, and it is on the rise. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states' temperature extremes ran from a high of 97 degrees at Presidio, Texas, to a low of 21 at Hettinger, North Dakota. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City sunny and breezy in the mid-60s, Boston mostly sunny and breezy in the mid-60s, and in Buffalo partly sunny and breezy with highs in the mid-50s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday, 78 degrees, the low 54. The average temperature, 66, that's 7 degrees above normal. We had a quarter of an inch of rain yesterday in Albany, for the month now 31 hundredths, which is 1.79 inches below average, and 7.98 inches for the season, which is 5.29 inches of precipitation below average. There was one cooling degree day in Albany yesterday, for the month now 63. That's 55 above normal, and 63 for the season, which is also 51 cooling degree days above normal. The average high temperature in Albany today, 71 degrees. The average low, 48. The record high, 91, set in 1962, and the record low, 29, in 2002. Sunrise this morning was at 5:28 a.m. Sunset this evening, 8:16 p.m., 14 hours and 48 minutes of daylight, an increase of 2 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. A mix of sun and clouds, windy and much cooler today, with highs in the upper 50s and lower 60s. Partly cloudy tonight, with lows in the mid to upper 30s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, a mix of sun and clouds, windy and cooler today, with highs in the mid to upper 60s. Partly cloudy tonight, with lows in the middle 40s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, a mix of sun and clouds, windy and much cooler today, with highs in the lower 60s. Partly cloudy tonight, with lows in the mid to upper 30s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, a mix of sun and clouds, windy and much cooler today, with highs in the middle 60s. Partly cloudy tonight, with lows near 40. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. A mix of sun and clouds, windy today, also much cooler, with highs in the lower to middle 60s. Partly cloudy tonight, with lows in the lower 40s. Region-wide for tomorrow, a mix of sun and clouds, not as cool, still in the upper 60s, though. A mix of sun and clouds and breezy Friday with a passing shower, mid-60s. A mix of sun and clouds Saturday, a chilly start back into the middle and upper 60s in the afternoon. A mix of sun and clouds Sunday and Monday back into the middle and upper 70s for the holiday weekend. And on Tuesday, the chance of showers and thunderstorms with highs in the 70s. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.